Hello, everyone. So I thought I'd jump on here tonight and fix my hair a little bit. Just kidding. But I wanted to try to make it a practice to come on every Monday evening and answer some questions that I get. And you're more than welcome to post your question in the comment or comments about number one questions that you have about limiting patterns in your relationships. And I have five that I have received previously. And if you want to chime in, feel free to in the comments about anything that's coming up for you about what we talk about here or kind of what you're struggling with right now. But the first question I got was, will I ever completely overcome them? So that is kind of a difficult question because I do think that everyone has their own path for sure. And it's hard without a little bit of context around this question, will I ever completely overcome them? Hard to say yes or no, but I can offer some insight as to how I help my clients and how I helped myself overcome my patterns. And in healing, it's a really hard place to be because we really want to be able to just flip a switch and be happier because it feels like that's kind of how we arrived at this place of hurt and of disconnection from ourselves and of limiting patterns keep excuse me, my hair keep showing up in our lives. So I just want to kind of preface this by saying, I think as much as you can, I think you need to talk to yourself about what your expectations are with yourself and healing, like from a really true and heartfelt perspective. Because in reality, this is not something that's just happened to us overnight. Most of us were born in family systems where we weren't emotionally nurtured, seen, heard. Where there may have been covert or overt abuse in the family, there may have been something that had hap that has happened to us that has kind of manifested in this stuckness, this pattern that we're seeing today. So, as much as you can, I would really recommend just having the utmost self-compassion and kindness to yourself about where you are. And with that, I understand the pain of not being happy, of wanting to be desperately happy, wanting to understand yourself, wanting to make decisions that are right for you, wanting to speak your truth, right? I understand that desperation, but I also think it's important to pinpoint and just to point out with yourself, it took me a long time to get here. And I know that I'm going to have to work my way out of it. And if you saw my post today, healing is work. It definitely, definitely, definitely is work. So a quick fix isn't out there, but a quick fix may present itself in our daily lives through a lot of things like food, shopping, people, arguments, go on down the list and name things that, that are happening to you that you complain about. But in the long run, healing is a process of a few things. So I'll kind of, I'll formulate a little bit of an equation to get you to think about it. So consistency, right? The consistency that we experience to get to wherever we are right now with what we're feeling, our complaints, our patterns, was abounding, right? Like it wasn't just one time that you were ignored, maybe as a child, right? This was a consistent thing that happened. So you do have to, in order to work your way out of that place and into healing, is you do have to have consistency around your healing practice, right? That only makes sense. Courage is one of those things that, in this kind of line of work, I see a lot of people that say they want to take action, but then they don't. And there is a point, at least there was for me, and it was for my clients, when even if you're going through fear, right, and even if you are scared, and all of these hesitations are coming up in your mind for whatever it is that you're trying to do, or the limiting patterns again are once again presenting themselves, there is a point where you do have to make a step, right? And, you know, it could be whatever, you know, you choose. It could be like deciding to have a meditation practice. And when you get to that point of you want to quit, do you keep going or do you stop? You know, very similar to like if you're an athlete, or if you've been an athlete before, if you're running, right? That wall that you hit during your run, and then the point when you push through it and push past it and it seems like you're coasting, that point, that is where the courage comes into play. The courage isn't up here in your head. It is like in your heart and in your soul and in your body. Like, the courage to step forward into trying something new, you know, to inviting people in your life to help you heal, that is a major, major, major part of the equation from what I can, you know, from what I experience and what I see. One of the other elements of that I would say too is to overcome your patterns is, and, you know, this is something also that if you follow me, I preach from the rooftops about, and I will scream forever and always until I'm on my deathbed, is that we have to have safe support that's not in your immediate circles, and we have to invite them into our lives to be that safe support. And the reason is because the way that we have been, the way that people have treated us, the way that we have the patterns that we've manifested in our relationships, the reason that they keep repeating themselves is because that we have the same people around us, right? We probably sometimes find ourselves saying the same things. So because people were the reason that we are this way, we have to have safe people in our lives in order for our body to learn that that is possible. Let me just let that sit for a minute, because this is like literally the most important step. And personally, this was the thing that completely opened up my world. I had built walls up around me as high as Mount Everest, and I thought that I was okay for a while. But then I got frustrated because I wasn't going anywhere. And that's when I accumulated, you know, 6 or 7 safe, trusted people around me that wasn't my family. Because I'll be honest, my family can't support me in the ways that I need to grow or that I want to grow. So a little bit of courage, a little bit of consistency, and a little bit of support can take you leaps and bounds, for sure. So the next question I have, which is, why do I feel humiliated? That's a hard one. So I have the question of, what's your number one question about limiting patterns in your relationships? And this follower asked, why do I feel humiliated? That's such a hard place to be, because humiliation really deep down is a cry out for acceptance and love. And again, a little context may help with this question, but just in general, humiliation and shame, we think sometimes it has to do with other people, when in reality, it has to do with us. So for me, when I see or when I think about humiliation, I think about how hard it is for someone to come to terms with not being able to like be their true selves, not being able to express what their true desires are. And I think the humiliation comes is that when on the outside, you are being a person that maybe on the inside you're really not, if that makes sense. So for me, when I think about humiliation, it's not really so much about others, but it's more about how you feel about yourself. Like, are you humiliated with yourself because you keep putting yourself in these situations where you're not loved and seen and heard, where you're taken advantage of, and deep down it's, you know, a big ball of kind of shame that's sitting in your body? It's just a hypothetical because I don't really have a whole lot of context with this question. But I know that that is a deep feeling of unrest, for sure. And I also think a good point to point out with this question is that there is a very, very good level of awareness here, right? I found that in my growth and also what I, you know, help others do is that if you are starting to ask the question, why am I, instead of why are they or why can't they, that's a huge mindset shift, a huge paradigm shift. And it's really a power shift, because this curiosity is asking yourself, like asking, if I can find this out, what can I do with this power? So I just want to put that out there. I can tell you personally within my journey, that's, I kind of sat in that for a good year or two, is asking why. And I think one of the cool things about what I do now is I help my clients ask why, so we get to the answer quicker. But I think if you are asking that question, why do I feel blank? I would first want to know if you're talking about others or if you're talking about yourself. So the next question I got was, excuse me, the next question I got was how to get rid of the embarrassment. Whoa. Kind of on a similar vein, right, to that question previously. So how do I get rid of the embarrassment? Again, no context here. But if you're seeing a pattern of embarrassment come up, whether that be about other people or maybe you are embarrassed about how people are acting in your life, like your partner, your significant other, your parents, if you're carrying that embarrassment onto you, that's a, you know, big kind of boundary crosser, which we can talk, you know, if you have a question about that, we can talk about it or put it in the comments. Sometimes I find it hard to answer these questions because, you know, I don't want to feed into the need again. We talked about this earlier, but the need again for a quick fix, right? Like healing is work, right? Just like getting to where we are was work. We just didn't really know what was happening. And embarrassment is kind of like a symptom of... Well, I mean, it, you know, kind of a symptom of discord, I guess, in yourself and relationships. And if you're feeling, just like kind of what we talked about before with humiliated, if you're feeling deep embarrassment, if, again, if you're ashamed of the way you're acting, or even the people around you, if you're ashamed of how other people are acting, then it may be a tell for deeper inspection and deeper healing. Because likely there is a part of you that maybe experienced something one time that kind of, maybe still sits in you. Something that caused shame or embarrassment. And maybe that's just something that's coming up. What I can say too with healing is that these negative feelings, like humiliation, embarrassment, I think, and I learned this from Mastin Kipp, is that what we want to do, I think the goal with healing is not that you don't have any worries, right? Or don't have sadness or don't have emotions. But it's when these emotions like humiliation and embarrassment stay with you, stick with you, and then they end up dictating your life, right? Like if you always feel embarrassed, what is that really saying about yourself? And, that's what we're calling these limiting patterns and limiting beliefs. I'm sure you've heard them called lies. People call them too, stories. But if this happens to you enough times, this humiliation and embarrassment, and especially if you're kind of internalizing it, then these stories, I mean, they just kind of sit with you. And they tell you things that, like, I'm not good enough. I always mess up. I shouldn't try to do this because I'm going to fail. Right? So I'm going to skip on that one for now. But I do feel like, again, it's like one of those I questions. If you can kind of point the spotlight onto yourself and say, what is my role in this? What am I learning? I think that's an opportunity for curiosity and introspection. I think it's a great way to start, for sure. So, why do I feel like such a burden? Ooh. This is kind of a hard one because I know how it feels to feel like a burden, like in life, right? You say sorry a lot. If you don't speak up, maybe because for whatever reason you don't want to cause waves, right? Like you don't want drama. So you swallow what you want to say. That's kind of what this is bringing up for me. Why do I feel like such a burden? I mean, I would want to know also, like, do you feel like a burden within yourself? Or do you feel it with other people? It sounds like there's like a huge disconnection. Why do I feel like such a burden? A disconnection from life. And joy and the experience of life. I mean, I just get a lot of sadness and sorrow. Because the reality is that we're human beings, right? We were brought here in cosmic alignment to take space right here, right now. And if you don't believe that, although I believe that's untrue for everyone, but if you don't believe that, if you feel like a burden, then I would want to work to reframe that truth that you think is true, but it's really a lie. If that makes sense. We are all here for a reason. I 100% believe this. We are all here for a purpose. And I do think that the people that have gone through the greatest pain can really rise so high, and it's such a beautiful thing. Can open up so beautifully and deeply. And I think I forgot to mention what I learned from Mastin Kip in the last couple questions, and it's kind of parallels a little bit. But one of his last conferences, I learned that, or I liked kind of the way that he presented it, which is healing is making the highs higher and making the lows higher too. And I love that. And I believe it's true because I live it. And, you know, I don't know if you saw one of my posts today, and I'm going to do a follow-up post, but personally, I have not completely alienated my family. They caused me a lot of hurt and pain, for sure. I have been able to establish boundaries that work for me in a healing way. And the reason I'm saying that is that I never in a million years imagined this to be true, like to be true, that this could ever happen, where I could live peacefully and not always have to defend myself with my family. And while it's not easy, I can definitely say in regard to what Mastin was saying, which was healing is making the highs higher and the lows higher too, that is 1,000,000,000% true, as is like every area of my life right now, which I'm so grateful for. And that's like, that's why I'm here. That's why I teach. But if someone asked me, why do I feel like such a burden? I would really want to know, you know, first of all, if it had to do with others, if it had to do with self, and if it had to do with self, you know, there may have been some time in your life where you were really kind of told that that was the case. And these people that are telling us this in our lives, although they're not, like, I wouldn't say that they're enemies, but they don't benefit from us being true to ourselves or growing, if that makes sense. Sometimes I tell some hard truths, I feel like. So last question, unless someone wants to put a question in the comment, is why am I uncomfortable expressing my true feelings to others? Ooh. That's a deep connection problem. The wires seem a little bit off. And I think, again, it has to do with some self-work, right? If I can't express my true feelings to others, am I expressing my true feelings to myself? Or have I been denying them? Because if you can honestly be true to yourself and not deny them and allow those true feelings and thoughts, beliefs, behaviors to be, then it really doesn't matter what other people do, say, think, react, right? Why am I uncomfortable expressing my true feelings to others? It sounds like I would really encourage reconnection back to self. Reconnection back to self, no matter what's happening in life, I guess. Like, no matter what people say, no matter what people want you to do, no matter how people might react, which is a big thing when it comes to relationships, right? How many times have you said something like, oh, I really want to say this. This happened to me today, if you follow me. You know, it's this still, again, this still happens to me, and it will continue to happen to me. and it will continue to happen to you. But the difference is that the way that we feel within ourselves will be directly reciprocated by others. So if you haven't, if you're uncomfortable expressing your true feelings to others, my guess is that you're not comfortable expressing your true feelings to yourself. And that's a hard, you know, that's hard. It's a hard truth. You know, and some people may say, well, I know what I want, but I just don't say it. I don't do it. Maybe, maybe not. You know, when it comes to healing too, is what you do through the process of courageous action, consistency, safe support, is that you move the unconscious to the conscious. And it's like a dial. You know, for how many years have you think that you lived in your unconscious? You know, question. I'm guessing, and again, I kind of speak directly, but a lot of, you know, these things like living humiliation, embarrassment, being a burden, these are the like manifestations of the unconscious in a way. So when you heal, you bring in the dark to the light, right? Bringing the unconscious to the conscious. And like the trifecta of bringing all those things together, being a little bit courageous to move forward, having safe support around you, and you know, and doing this consistently, this is how you kind of unconsciously, and then moving to conscious, this is how you tell yourself that expressing my true feelings is okay. It doesn't just happen like that. So I hope that's good for tonight. And Josh, I see your question. It says, how do I find safe support? And if I have trust issues, how does it happen? Well, Josh, we're working on that. Safe support is, you know, I know you personally, but it's what you're already doing right now, right? And a lot of times I ask people, like, how is your support team? How do you feel about your support team? And we've talked about this too, Josh. You know, I ask a lot of people, how do you feel about your support team? And they're like, oh, I've got my sister and I got my mom, which is all great. And I'm not saying that that's not important. But what I'm saying is safe support, at least the way that I kind of filter out my team that I surround myself with, is transformative. Right? Like limiting patterns, if you want to transform your limiting patterns, then you have to bring people around you consistently, courageously, that are going to aid you in that transformation, that have done what you want to do, that are knowledgeable, you know, about that, maybe have studied some specific issues that you want to pinpoint, that have you know, a reputable practice that you can research. Just that, you know what I'm saying? Like therapists, coaches, anybody really, but anybody that is trained. Here's the kicker. Anyone that is trained in whatever way, but anyone that is trained to be objective and to notice when their limiting patterns might show themselves in that relationship. Deep. So I'm gonna say it again, maybe in a different way. So when we have safe support with people that we know, which is all good, and it's important, I think, as well, from a social perspective, but from a transformative perspective, these people have been trained to be solid, objective, trained to be a listener, trained to not fix, but support and aid in development, right? If we're talking to our families, they're going to give you advice because they think that they need to fix you sometimes, not all the time. You know, generalizations are bad sometimes, but does that make sense? So Josh, I know you, and I know you're on the right path for sure. And if you have trust issues, it's consistency. 100%. Keep showing up. That's it tonight, y'all. I do have a workshop coming up on Saturday, if you're interested. It is Cutting the Codependency Cord Workshop. It's going to be pretty dope, if I do say so myself. It is on the website at attracthealthbuildwealth.com under events. And it'll be a pretty intimate group, which I'm excited about. And it will be an amazing practice for bringing a lot of these things that we're talking about, actually, into awareness and learning how to move forward and through them through a nice little practice and workshop setting. So thank you. Much love and light to you all.